This is a story about toys, so let's start with a game. How many of these classic toys can you name? That's a Slinky, Hungry Hungry Hippo, and Jingo Blocks. Caroline Legros with the Virginia Historical Society says toys like these can stir up old memories.
Every person that thinks back to their childhood and remembers a toy that occupied a special place in their heart and in their minds can tell you the stories of where they were when they played with that toy or what was going on in the world when the toy was sitting next to them on the couch.
And in that way, they can also tell us a lot about history, says Legros. Take, for instance, dolls. Always baby-like, always targeted to young girls.
So this tells a pretty powerful story about what a girl was meant to be doing with her time if she was a child in the 1950s. So this is a symbol of the sort of appropriate gender roles of a girl training to become a mother and caring for a child of her own, even if that child is a little plastic doll.
The exhibit highlights classic icons from the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. It runs all spring and summer.
You can get Mattel's Blaze wherever toys are sold.
In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.